broadcast from the United Center before the Hawks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, brought to you by Citgo. Citgo, Phillips, your locally owned Citgo station today.
I like this. The doors are open a little bit earlier than usual with the 7 o'clock start. We got a crowd now all right for the top 5 of 5.
I think these are the American Express cardholders, actually. They get in a little bit early.
My favorite kind of people.
Yes. Who here? Hands here. Who here has a platinum card?
Just raise
because
your
if
hands.
You have a platinum card, Violetta will date you. I just want to let you know that is just.
She'll at least let you buy her a drink.
Right.
It's the least I can do on a platinum
credit card. Right. The way to Violetta's heart.
Yes.
It's nice when someone throws that down.
Because it makes a loud noise. Because it's metal.
It's very heavy.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be a server too. So when you saw one of those, when you start a tab, you're like, all right, I got you. I understand you.
Speaking the same language?
Money, yes.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
So congratulations, American Express cardholders.
Yes. You all have a shot.
Yes, exactly. All right.
Okay, moving on.
Great values we're talking about here.
Really?
Love it.
Really? This is the problem with American values right now, is Violetta? I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
But she did, one of her favorite people to serve when she was a server was the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
You just put a...
Hopefully they don't speak the same language.
A golden bar. You would just slam it down on the table with his Amex card and Violetta. Like, oh, my God.
I love you.
You're so handsome.
I love you. I can wear a burqa.
I'm willing to overlook all of your atrocities.
What was it like killing that journalist?
Oh, God. All
too
right.
Far.
Too soon.
Yeah, that was too far.
Too soon. All right. Here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
3, 2, 1. Now, it's the top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Take you into yesteryear land here in just a second, but this is pretty wild. What the last couple of days? It's like we live in a news cycle that has been going on now for 3 years. That is sometimes you
unmatched.
Just scratch your head.
Sure, you don't need reality TV anymore.
No,
you've got it playing out before your eyes every day.
So true.
News world,
and this proves the point.
Number 5.
So you remember yesterday when Chuck and Nancy went to the White House, mm-hmm. and they sat down, and it was like your parents or aunt and uncle at Christmas dinner, and they all started fighting too loudly with each other,
calling each other names,
and you couldn't
like
quite
Pinocchio.
Understand. And they had like side comments and like passive aggressive sorts of things
very
going
much
on.
So.
And then you're not quite sure what's going on, and you're like, there must be a backstory to this or
sure.
something, whatever it is. Well, that was yesterday.
We need border security. I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yes,
is that
right?
Good.
Yeah.
We do.
See, we get along.
Right. Okay. So that happens at Christmas dinner, right?
It totally
like,
does.
Like when I'm hosting it, and like my parents or whatever, you know, uncles and aunts, and they're like, "See,
we're getting along.
We hate each other, but we're getting along. See what we're doing?" All right. So that was yesterday. Today, Chuck Schumer went to the floor of the Senate and tried to explain what was going on yesterday.
If it were truly the case, as the president said, that border security is better than it's ever been, what's wrong with another year of the same funding? If things are going so great, why does he have to threaten to shut down the government for his $5 billion wall? It makes no sense. Because Leader Pelosi and I simply didn't go along with him, President Trump threw a temper tantrum and promised to shut the government unless he got what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's funny about that is that they talked about this exact same thing yesterday, and now this is like the day after Christmas dinner, where they're all calling each other, and they're still talking about it. They're still mad about, you know, a bunch of 70-year-olds in a room are still mad about something that happened in the room, and they can't stop talking about it.
True.
Late 70-year-olds.
Are getting along.
Yeah. See, we get along.
We totally get along. What makes you think they don't get along? It was not the proudest moment for America, really, when you think that this is the incoming Speaker of the House and the President of the United States, and this is our government.
I'd like to be sitting around last night watching Fox News with Kavanaugh having a beer at his house with PJ and Squee.
I like beer.
Like,
do you still like beer?
Do you still like? See these guys? See these guys up there doing all this? All right, here we go. Checking in at
number 4.
Oh, Nikki Haley. This is interesting. Nikki Haley was on NBC today. She says that she used the president's bombast to her advantage when she was dealing with other countries when she was ambassador to the UN.
If I needed to pick up the phone and say, this is what I'm going to do, you know, are you good with this or this? We kind of partnered in that. And so he would like ratchet up the rhetoric and then I'd go back to the ambassadors and say, you know, he's pretty upset. I can't promise you what he's going to do or not. But I can tell you if we do these sanctions, it will keep him from going too far.
So you were playing good cop, bad cop.
I was trying to get the job done and I got the job done by being truthful, but also by letting him be unpredictable and not showing our cards.
She almost seemed like one of the adults, doesn't
yeah.
she? Doesn't she? And you'd like to have her at your holiday dinner because she could sort of mediate things.
I don't think so. She didn't seem to mediate things. This. She seems like she's a poop stirrer. Like she's getting in there and going, you've got to start yelling.
What is she supposed to do? My gosh.
Well, let's find out what she thinks about Russia.
Let's talk Russia. Friend or foe?
Depends on the day.
What's your chief concern with regards to Russia?
The United States wants a relationship with Russia. But as long as they keep doing the actions that they're doing, they're making it impossible. You can't go poison someone in another country and like they did with the Skripals and get a pass. You can't go and invade Ukraine and think the rest of the world's not going to notice.
Well, we didn't really notice.
How did they know that we noticed?
Yeah, they sanctioned a few people. Yeah, you know, some guys can't come here for Christmas and start fighting with Nancy and Chuck at dinner. And what about 2020, though, Nikki Haley? Are you running for president?
Interesting.
Where do you see yourself? Would be 2024. It's a presidential election year, just so we're clear.
Thanks. I have no idea. I think a lot of people have talked about what I may be doing in the future. But I can promise you, Michael and I have never talked about running for president, what that would look like, anything like that, because our lives have been such a fun surprise. The only decision I've made right now is that I'm looking forward to sleeping in.
Yeah. Mm. And making big dough for the next couple of
that
years.
That could happen as well. But she'd be a formidable candidate, I think.
Yeah.
For the Republican Party.
Do you think that they'll run her as a vice president? That's the talk, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, because Pence was so dynamic yesterday in that meeting.
He slipped into the... he was part of the furniture.
I literally called Washington Emergency Response Services say there's a man who's passed out.
He kind of looked
at the White House.
He reminded me of Jim Caldwell. Remember the Lions' old football coach? You were never quite sure if they were actually alive. You're like, is he alive? Does he have a pulse?
Yeah, but then at certain points he was doing that thing, pushing back in the armchairs, like almost like on a roller coaster ride. Like, we're about to go down. We're going down. I can't handle this.
It was unbelievable.
It really was.
We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's check in with Judy. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
And then there's this. Hey, Bears fans, enter for your chance to win two spots on the all-inclusive Bears fan trip to Cancun. How does that sound? ChicagoTribune.com/monster giveaway, courtesy of the Chicago Tribune.
I want to fly next to Akeem Hicks on that flight.
No, you don't.
I don't know that you fit in a seat next to Akeem Hicks. It might be a little bit
of a whole
overlap.
Akeem Hicks got the middle seat. Is that a problem?
I wonder if he gets... Yeah.
I would be fine. I would be fine next to him.
You're the only one who could sit next to Akeem.
Because you're the size of a baby, an actual real life baby.
Excuse me, would you mind getting up? I got to go to the bathroom.
You could be a lap in somebody's on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that you haven't been. All right, live broadcasting 9 Center before the Blackhawks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, brought to you by Ditch Witch Midwest. Since 1970, Ditch Witch Midwest has been your partner for trenchers, cable plows, directional drills. Visit ditchwitchmidwest.com.
Yes, the Midwest needs that.
You need, I'm telling
I need those things.
I'm getting a trencher for Christmas.
Be a great
one. Let's just go out. You want to go trenching tonight, man?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to my mom and see if she likes it. Ma, I got you a trencher.
That's very sweet.
Oh, well, you're so sweet.
Yeah,
that's not what she'd say.
She's never said that in her life.
Number three. Tell me something good. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for?
I can just listen to this all night long.
So great.
This is Shallow from the instant classic, the new A Star is Born, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. He directed the film. He is the leading nominee for the 25th annual Screen Actors Guild Awards announced this morning in Hollywood. Goggs and Cooper each earned acting nods, while the entire cast received a nomination for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Well, because, like, almost every single person that I've come in contact with in the music industry has told me that my nose is too big and that I won't make it.
Your nose is beautiful.
Oh. There should be an award for the movie that gets every man, woman, and child to cry.
I cried twice.
I know. Everyone I know. Everyone. Even the least likely people to cry. Because you cry at Barbra Streisand concerts. I would expect you to cry. But there are people I know in my family. Just, oh, my gosh. We cried.
I haven't even seen it. And I still cried.
You're crying thinking about it. Thinking about seeing the movie. Thinking it brings a tear to your eye.
A 30-second trailer, and I was crying.
That's all it takes.
It's so good.
From the music. Oh, the acting. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to sit here and let people besmirch this. And also, Ugly Man Crying is back.
It totally is. It's in.
I would like to say. And you know, Bradley Cooper made it cool again to Ugly Man Cry.
He did. Oh,
allergies are
spectacular.
Kicking in. Yeah, somebody cutting onions.
It's real dry in here, isn't it? Oh, my God. Dusty.
Is it dusty in here?
It's dusty.
He's got a beautiful nose. Oh, God.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. There's that one scene. You know the scene. Yeah, there's two times you just want to.
At least two for me.
And it is just a great movie. And I can't believe that I'm talking about a movie like it's like a it's like the most important thing that ever happened.
Barbra Streisand concert?
Okay. You know, in my defense and in Tom Skilling's defense.
He cried too.
Marvin Hamlisch had just died.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
A little context there.
Yeah.
Needed.
Right now the kids are like, who is he talking about?
I'm just rolling with it.
Oh, Marvin.
Marvin Hamlisch had just died.
They're Googling Marvin.
Yeah.
Hamlisch.
What is he, an accountant? Anyway, let's check in now at
number two.
Christian Bale's latest film, Vice, which is the dramedy about Dick Cheney. Its inevitable ties will be drawn between the film and current political administration, blah, 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 blah. But here's Christian Bale, who's always fun for a quote, because you never know when he's going to scream and yell and try to throttle somebody. He's like Alec Baldwin, but moves faster. That's the thing.
And loses weight really fast.
Yeah, he gains and loses weight. He's able to do things that Alec Baldwin, he's got to step on Alec Baldwin. Same anger, but faster.
Okay, a movie about Donald Trump. Who should play Donald Trump?
Oh, my Lord, who do you think? I can't. Who, he's a tall gentleman. I met him one time. We were filming on Batman in Trump's Tower. And he said, come on up to the office.
What did you talk to Donald Trump about?
I think he thought I was Bruce Wayne because I was dressed as Bruce Wayne. So he talked to me like I was Bruce Wayne, and I just went along with it. Really. Like that. It was quite entertaining. I had no idea at the time that he would think about running for president. You know?
Now he's president.
I know, right. And this story, you know, is part of how we got to be here with individual number one being president.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to say something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Christian Bale had an accent.
Was British?
He's never been in a movie with his accent, correct?
Did you ever hear when he went nuts on the Batman set and started yelling at the lighting guy because the guy was standing in his light?
I guess, but he was screaming and I didn't notice the accent. I didn't know Christian Bale was a foreigner.
A foreigner?
Said Violetta Podramatic.
I'm mind blown right now. I'm mind blown.
Nobody speaks English in your house.
Yeah, that's true. But I know that they don't. It's not shocking to me.
Oh, God.
Who even knows?
Violetta wants to build a wall to keep Christian Bale out now from the Oscars.
I don't know how to feel about this. I think every movie now I've seen of his is just, like, way different.
Oh, I know. He's different to you now. You can't possibly imagine him the same way. It's like you found out a terrible, dirty secret.
He's probably
about
got
him.
That Amex card, though, Violetta. So.
So you're
better make up for it.
I think he's got the black Amex card.
You're back in. The Black Knight Amex.
Number one.
Thank you. See what I did? Okay. So Deadpool, the franchise, has made over $1.5 billion between the first two films.
Jeez.
And what they're doing is they're going after it again. They are re-releasing Deadpool 2 as a PG film. And they're putting Fred Savage in it.
What?
Yes.
Fred Savage?
Yes, Fred
Savage. From the Wonder Years?
Yes, yes. And they're going to reframe it to make it more like The Princess Bride than Deadpool.
Okay.
So they re-edited some of it. They're bleeping out the bad words, and they added Fred Savage to scenes. I have no idea how they have done this, but Deadpool 2 was hysterically funny.
Oh, I haven't seen this. The first was just, I was like, what am I watching? This is amazing.
Yeah, Deadpool, period, great.
Awesome.
But
that's the whole point, though, is the vulgar and,
right.
And yeah. The outlandish things he says.
And Deadpool 2 is even more, I mean, because it starts off with it starts with a tragedy and gets funnier from there. That's how it works. And how are they going to do this?
Now, listen to me very carefully, Frederick. You're in a PG-13 version of Deadpool 2, which means we only get two one and a glass of white wine.
Are you bleeping yourself?
You bet your voice and little I am.
Oh, that could be
That's
good.
Pretty funny,
that
actually.
That could be good.
Was Fred Savage in the first one, though? I think he was in the first Deadpool, wasn't he?
Was he? Fred Savage?
I think so. I think he made
it. Is he British?
He's not. Fred Savage, not British.
Okay.
A little bit later on.
Is he a foreigner?
A little bit later on, we're going to play British, not British with you.
Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
No, he's not British.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's coming up
he's
in British,
but
not
he's married
British.
To almost a foreigner, isn't he?
Almost a foreigner.
That's exactly what Donald Trump said.
Who are these foreigners? Oh, my God.
Our live broadcast, and our last live broadcast in the United Center before any Blackhawks game, is sponsored by, is it Ditch Witch again? Are we doing that again? Because I love Ditch. Well, let's do it
I'd
again.
Like to read
I love
that,
it so much.
Read that one again.
Yeah, I would like Ditch Witch Midwest, your partner for trenchers, cable plows, and directional drills. Visit DitchWitchMidwest.com.
I thought it was multi-directional drills.
No,
the last time.
It's a directional drills.
Just direction. Yeah. One directional.
Well, it's going to, you can direct it.
You self-direct it.
You direct your drill. Just like you would direct Christian Bale if you spoke English.
Does he understand English, being British?
Can we have to find for Violetta Christian Bale losing his mind.
He doesn't look
on
British.
On the set of Batman.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, man.
He's got that thin, like, you know, yeah. The British, like those like, fun-sized guys.
He was, like, artsy American. I don't know.
The Brits are the best.
No, you know what he is? He's an artsy American, and he fakes a British accent. That's how artsy he is.